This is the Poetry Magazine podcast. I'm Dawn Scherer, editor of Poetry Magazine.
I'm Christina Pugh, consulting editor.
And I'm Lindsay Garbutt, associate editor. On the Poetry Magazine podcast, we discuss a poem or two in the current issue.
Kathy Song has written 5 books of poetry. Her first collection of short stories is forthcoming from Bamboo Ridge Press.
This month, Poetry features a poem Song wrote specifically for the magazine. The poem, called This Wonderful Opportunity, draws language from a Buddhist prayer Song has been chanting for 20 years.
This poem is from a prayer that I know by heart and plan to say it on my deathbed.
Song considers the piece both a poem and a prayer. She says that it's a reminder of what she wants to concentrate on.
The older I get, I suppose it has something to do with age. I do believe that we don't have time to waste. So if I have said something that I've said to myself for so many years and has helped me, then if I'm lucky and I still have my, you know, a functioning mind in my last hours, I would hope that I would be able to say this because I think it would put my mind in a very positive mind state. And that is how I wish we could all leave this world.
Here's Song reading This Wonderful Opportunity.
May all beings, seen and unseen, be well, happy, and peaceful, including ourselves. May there be peace in the world, peace in our hearts, peace in our minds. May we use this wonderful opportunity of human life to awaken. May we be grateful for wisdom and compassion, this infinite boundlessness that surrounds us, waiting to be used by us, to open our hearts and minds so that we may see things as they truly are, how brief our lives, how dependent upon others we are. And so with each act, may we bring wholesomeness, humility, and the courage to do no harm, not least of all, to ourselves. As we journey through this life, may we move deeper into insight and see things as they truly are, this wonderful opportunity to awaken. May we be grateful for the teachers in all their guises who appear before us. May we love those who are hardest to love, including ourselves. May leaders who will work for the peace of the planet step forward, and may we support them. May those who have gone before us rest in peace, rest in comfort, rest in joy. And may we remember to remember them. May the next life be a happy one. May we cultivate in our hearts, in our minds, here and now, here on earth, generosity, a land of plenty for all. May our wish for peace spread like a mother's soothing hand and reach the distressed, fevered places of the world and protect each child the right to be fed, to be sheltered, to be schooled, the right to go to sleep without fear. May we journey safely, work contentedly, and return home to loved ones well and happy. May the path of forgiveness and acceptance be the path of peace, and may we find it. May we use this wonderful opportunity to awaken and together find true happiness, open spaciousness without borders.
What you just heard is one of the invocations that opened the 2019 Asian American Literature Festival with a Poet's Peace Breakfast in Franklin Square Park in Washington, D.C., which has long been the site of encampments for houseless folks in the Washington area. So it is a prayer, a poem, and an invocation.
Yeah, I love how that word invocation resonates in this poem because it's both a call for help and support, but it's also a sort of imagining and conjuring that help and support. So it's by articulating it, we're making it possible. And I think that's what this poem does so beautifully, is it makes me think about how basic and how necessary some of these things are and how it's not actually that hard to articulate what we might want for the future and for ourselves. And this repetition of the first person plural we, that we're all in this together and we want the same things together. And that the poem even somewhat goes beyond what we might typically ask for. So when it says, "May those who have gone before us rest in peace, rest in comfort, rest in joy, and may we remember to remember them." I think that last part there is so key because it's not just about asking for things, but for us to do that work ourselves too. So it's not the sort of peace that will come from just hoping for it. It's the kind of peace that will come if we remember to do these things, if we remember to act on these desires as well.
Yeah, it seems very much along those lines to be a call to action, a call to active caring. I was struck by the simile, you know, "May our wish for peace spread like a mother's soothing hand and reach the distressed, fevered places of the world." That there's a real activity and power in a mother's soothing hand and in the caring for others, the caring for children or other people that this mother's soothing hand can do, even as a simile in this litany. And it is very uplifting in that way. As you've both been saying, it's not just asking for things, but in a way instilling that power into all of us, the first person plural, to be able to do these things, to find these things in ourselves.
Well, and that a call to action consists of seeing things as they truly are, she says, including how brief our lives, how dependent upon others we are, is stirring. And what's so lovely is that the rhythm of it is very peaceable and peaceful, even calming, but it does inspire action instead of complacency. But, you know, as all poems do, it does ask us to see things and to see things as best we can and to be as true to what we see as we know how to be.
Well, and I also love that in a society that can be so individualistic and empowering in an individual sense, this is empowering in a community sense that, you know, she says, "May leaders who will work for peace of the planet step forward and may we support them." So it's not only that we need leaders, but we need people to help support each other in those efforts. We can't just expect one person to do it for us. We have to create those communities ourselves.
Yeah. It's a poem that doesn't have the pronoun I in it.
Yeah. Mm.
You can read This Wonderful Opportunity by Kathy Song in the July and August 2019 double issue of Poetry Magazine or online at poetrymagazine.org. If you're not yet a subscriber to the magazine, and you really should be one, for a limited time, we're offering podcast listeners a special rate of $20. That's $20 for a full year of the freshest voices in contemporary poetry featured in 11 book-length issues, as well as free digital access on our mobile app. Visit poetrymagazine.org/podcast offer to subscribe. That's poetrymagazine.org/podcast offer.
We'll have another episode for you next week, where you can hear all four featured poets in the full-length podcast on SoundCloud.
Let us know what you thought of this program. Email us at podcast@poetryfoundation.org, and please link to the podcast on social media.
The Poetry Magazine podcast is recorded by Ed Herman and produced by Rachel James.
The theme music for this program comes from the Claudia Quintet. I'm Lindsay Garbett.
I'm Christina Pugh.
And I'm Don Scher. Thanks for listening.